because the Netball Diamonds, Australian Netball Diamonds, got back on track the other day. Gareth, I know you're a big fan of the Diamonds. So
it was
back
a great win.
One all Constellation Cup after the New Zealand leg. We're back in Australia now for continuation, two more games of the Constellation Cup. And Lizzie Watson's going to be an absolute key to it. She's one of our favourites from the Mighty Vixens, and she's joined us on a Friday morning on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Lizzie. Where's Lizzie? Lizzie's not there. Oh, hang on. This is not going
this
well.
This wouldn't happen on RSN
Central. Let's try this again, hey? Let's try this again. Lizzie, are you with us?
Hello. Good morning. Hey.
Can I just say, before you start worrying about things you've done, that was on our end. That was on our end, not your end.
Okay.
How important was that win the other day, just to get things rolling? Because there'd been a bit of a build-up of one goal losses to international teams, and it was starting to annoy us.
Yes, it was getting very nerve-wracking on court. But, yeah, massive win for us. I think to win in New Zealand was a big positive, and we wanted to have at least, you know, obviously two wins coming home, but we'll take the one, and we've just arrived in Sydney yesterday. So, yeah, third game in here on Sunday.
What was the most pleasing part about your effort there on and the last game against New Zealand? I say there was a few turnovers, but you're still able to find a way to win.
Yeah, I think even to win by six goals, like, that seems like a big margin against the Ferns. And I think the most pleasing thing is that they played very smart against us in Test 1, and we did a lot of homework, a lot of review, and we really shut down their attacking end, I think. So, yeah, it was just pleasing to get most of the girls out on court as well, and everyone just did their role.
So, Liz, do you have to change much after a one-goal defeat? A lot of people look at that and go, "Oh, the Diamonds lost," and we're not used to seeing that. But do you have to change much, or is it just a matter of executing better when you get the opportunities?
Yeah, didn't change too much. It definitely was just execution. And looking back at the footage, we were so frustrated because it was basic things like dropping the ball or throwing the ball straight out of court, and just mistakes that you perform under pressure. So I think in terms of the game plan, we didn't change our structures, our setups, nothing too dramatic. It was just basic errors, which are almost coach killers.
It's an interesting one that the Rama talked about, Lizzie, because it happened a few times in a row where there's been narrow losses, and it's that thing is, well, do you only need to change little things, or do you need to change a big thing because of the fact that it was happening more than once?
Yeah, that's true too. And I think a big one for us is probably just staying composed and the mental side of the game. I think we saw it in that last quarter. We were heading in there and all we had to do was score off our centre passes and we would have won the game comfortably. But I guess we panicked and we got a bit stressed. We got, and that's when the basic errors came in. So I think it was more the mental side for us and not changing the whole game plan completely.
Did you feel the pressure going into that game? I know it was only game two of a four-game series, but was it because you're in sort of unfamiliar territory in a lot of ways?
Yes, and the crowd over in New Zealand is very, very loud. not many Aussie fans there, but, yeah, I think, we said from the start we want to just regain our dominance on the netball stage, and, yes, the Ferns won World Cup and beat us by that one-goal margin, which gave them that world title, and we just want to show that, you know, a good team, a high-performing team, can back up a win. So I guess for us, the next two games are very, very important. If we can show that we can keep performing and winning, then, just show that we're the best dominant team.
The coach, Lisa Alexander, didn't want a big deal made out of her 100th test match, but did you do something afterwards special for her?
Why do you laugh, Lizzie?
Well, we did do the Gatorade shower, which she, I think, really, really wanted. so there was a few comments made before the game, if we win, and we're like, all right, you're in now, we won. We had that straight after the game, and then we had a bit of a team dinner, and a few representatives from Netball Australia were there, and I guess our two eldest players in the team, Caitlin Bassett and Caitlin Thwaites, they've been with Lisa right from the start of her journey, so they made a nice little speech about the journey that they've had together, and had a little bit of celebration for her, a bit of cake as well.
Well, Joe Weston said that there was some sort of special gift being organised, but she was worried it wasn't going to be ready in time. Did it arrive?
I don't even know. I think they were trying to get her a gnome for her new house that she's bought from the garden.
So Adam White.
I don't know how they would have travelled home with that. So maybe back in Melbourne we can give her that. I'm not part of the social group. They organise all that sort of stuff. So no responsibility for the presents given.
I'm keen to investigate this Gatorade share a bit more. Was that done on court or is it done in the rooms? Because when we see it in sport around the world, it's normally done to the coach or the manager on grass and it's sort of absorbed into the grass. But on court, that could be a disaster, Lizzie.
No, we're actually in the change rooms and our change rooms are connected to like a open, big sort of shower toilet area. So we were very prepared, as girls are, and did it in there and you could just wash it away in the shower.
So a great challenge is ahead of you for the two games in Australia. The difference it makes psychologically being at home, is there a comfort factor because you're more familiar?
Yeah, absolutely. And even flying back into Sydney, you know, Melbourne is my home personally, but even flying into Sydney, I'm like, oh, it's so nice to be home and be on Aussie soil. And I think we're expecting the biggest netball crowd this year. I think it's up to 14, 15,000. So it's going to be massive. And I think, that psychological edge is huge, just to hear that roar and know that majority of the stands are supporting you. You just want to play your best for them.
It was a dour affair, the last one, 48-42. It was a low scorer. What happened there? Why was it such a low scoring encounter?
I think it's the turnovers that we had. There was back and forth turnovers from both teams, and it was probably the highest that we've had. We try to keep them below, I think, 20. We're up in the high 30s, so that's something we need to address. And I think our defence did a really good job of pressure over their defence shot. I think in game one, the Ferns shot better than us, and that's very, very rare. Australia always has a better percentage in shooting, so that was fixed up, and our defenders did a great job on just getting in the heads of their shooters. You could see that they had to make changes as well, and you always see that as a bit of a win.
All right, well, it's a couple of games to sort it out. You got one all. You want to win this series 3-1 back on home soil. It's a very big chance to happen, and with someone like you leading the charge, no doubt that assists the cause. Lizzie, we appreciate your time. Good luck. We'll be certainly watching the next two games for the Diamonds in the Constellation Cup.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Love the support.